The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We are here at Pittsfield Community Radio and all over the podcast world.
In the abundance of water.
Great interview today.
We'll get thirsty.
We'll be talking with Charlotte Hood of the Berkshire National Resource Council. Or Resources Council, and super psyched to have that conversation with her second half of the show. So stay tuned for that. We'll be talking a lot about this upcoming vernal pool exploration that she's going to be leading, as well as what is the work of the National Resources, not the Berkshire Natural Resources Council. So stay tuned. Second half of the show, super psyched. She's going to be sharing quite a bit. And got some more stuff coming your way. First, a little bit of music. Let's see what we got going on in that world around water music. This comes directly from our And So It Flows podcast dedicated, playlist. Playlist of water songs, and let's see what we got going on. First up, we have a little bit of Smokey Robinson and the Miracles doing Tears of a Clown. You're listening to And So It Flows, the only show for H2O. I'm your Super Waterman ambassador for water.
Sad. Welcome. Take my hand.
Finding it hard to be kind, since I've been lost out there losing my mind. And I still keep on searching for what I can't find. Let me drown. Don't want to wash you away. I swear there's good things that are coming your way. And I can't be the one left here dragging you down. Let me drown. Only one knew my name. Nothing left but the summer rain. Drag me round till I never complain. Let me drown. Suddenly we're riding out the same old lie. Well, water is all around. Baby, I can be the one you drown tonight. Well, I had sun in my eyes and I can find since I lost my mind. And this town just ain't big enough for the both of us now. Let me drown. No, I can't be kind since I lost my mind. And this town just ain't big enough for the both of us now. Let me drown.
You are listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your Super Waterman ambassador for H2O. Loving bringing you all the culture of water straight from the Berkshires. You can hear us on WTBR FM 89.7 here in Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR Lee. You can also download the podcast from your favorite audio podcast platforms. Super psyched to be with you. We're going to have a really great guest today, Charlotte Hood from the Berkshire Natural Resources Council. So she'll be sharing a little bit about what they do and some of the things that they're up to in the next couple of weeks. So stay tuned for that. She'll be with us in about 15 minutes. Super psyched about that. We got a little bit of news coming your way right now. A little bit of water-related news, of course. And this one is quite a thrill to hear. It's looking like the village of Housatonic in the town of Great Barrington. This is coming from the Berkshire Edge, written by Shaw Israel Isaacson. Housatonic Water Works supports town's acquisition of company at a special town meeting. And this is from a quote directly from the Housatonic Water Works treasurer. We fully support this acquisition at a fair market value, which would be negotiated with the town if the proposal passes. And that's from Treasurer James Mercer. And he stated that in a letter to customers. This is from April 4th, 2025. Great Barrington, the long-troubled Housatonic Water Works, is asking residents to support the town's acquisition of the company at an upcoming special town meeting scheduled for Thursday, April 17th at 6 p.m. at Monument Mountain High School. Town meetings, for those of you who are not from Massachusetts, it's part of the democratic roots of democracy, let's say, democracy roots of government here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Resident Sharon Gregory previously filed two separate petitions calling for a special town meeting so that residents could vote on town purchasing both Housatonic Water Works and the Great Barrington Fire District, not to be mistaken with the fire department, to merge the two water utilities. The first petition asked for the town to acquire Great Barrington Fire District, GBFD for short, for a sum not to exceed $2 million. While the second asked for the town to acquire Housatonic Water Works for a sum not to exceed $2.3 million. In a letter posted to the company's website this week, Housatonic Water Works treasurer James Mercer wrote that HWW, short for Housatonic Water Works, will encourage residents to approve the acquisition if the company of the company and the Great Barrington Fire District Company. However, while the petition states that the purchase of the company would be for an amount not to exceed $2.3 million, Mercer stipulates in this letter, "We fully support this acquisition at fair market value, which would be negotiated with the town if the proposal passes," Mercer continues. "Furthermore, we believe this transition to public ownership under a newly established independent Housatonic Water District, like the Great Barrington Fire District, which has water rate setting authority and taxing powers, will significantly benefit our community." And more about that, you could go to BerkshireEdge.com and check that out. And why that? Why is that important? Why am I sharing about the local interest to someone who might be listening from, let's say, California or Florida or Georgia or Hawaii or anywhere else on this big blue world, simply because it is could be a turning point for how towns and villages take on water issues. Many of them have been privatized, and many of them, like the Housatonic Water Works, has had issues over time. One meeting that I personally, yours truly, went to, there was a woman there who mentioned that 50 years there have been problems. So maybe this is something good. Maybe towns can empower themselves to actually have water for their people. So stay tuned more. Don't forget about, actually remember to go if you are in Great Barrington or if you're simply interested. You want to go to the special town meeting April 17th over at the Monument Mountain High School at 6 p.m. It's going to be super exciting to see how the town decides to actually take it on. Take on the water issue. We got some more coming your way. And pretty soon, we're also going to have Charlotte Hood on the show. So thank you, Charlotte, for joining us today. And let's see what we got going on. This is from the Poetry Foundation. And this is by a poet by the name of Danielle Vogel. Drifts. Drift two perfect curtains of algae, almost as one, and the phytoplankton rise, oxygen levels, a radiance in the sound's center trough, up and out toward the shoals, atmosphere, estuary, confluent tides, this upwelling of organisms, of winds and waters, drifts of nourishing darkness. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your Super Waterman, ambassador for water. We got some talking heads coming up. This is Take Me to the River.
Rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Change my world. dance before me like a million eyes. They call me on and on across the universe. Float me under like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O and across the universe. That includes water. That was from Let It Be, the remastered version by the Beatles. Take Me to the River, Talking Heads, from the More Songs About Buildings. And then Let Me Drown, kind of depressing song about love lost or something else lost. That was by Orville Peck, Bronco, Stillwater, Four Tops from Stillwater Runs Deep. And then we started off the show today with Tears of a Clown by Smokey Robinson. And what is that? Miracles? Yeah, from the Make It Happen album. And we're making it happen right here, bringing you water culture here and around the world. Super psyched to be with you. We're here at WTBR, Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7, and then 88.1 WSBR in Lee. And you can actually grab our podcast from your favorite audio podcast platform. You can actually share that with your water-loving friends here and around the world. Super psyched. We have with us today Charlotte Hood. And Charlotte is with the Berkshire Natural Resources Council. And super psyched to have her on board. Cool interview. And thanks a lot, Charlotte.
So welcome. You're here with And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water, here at 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and you can also catch the podcast anywhere your podcasts are. So we have Charlotte from the Berkshire Natural Resources Council, Charlotte Hood. Thank you so much for coming on the show today, and why don't you say hi to our water-loving listeners around the world.
Hey there. Thanks so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for joining And So It Flows. So tell me, I mean, a little bit about the BNRC. Not everybody knows Berkshire County. Not everybody knows what the Berkshire Natural Resources Council is. But in like really a short snippet, what is it that you do?
Sure, yeah. So BNRC, or the Berkshire Natural Resources Council, is a regional land trust. So we work throughout Berkshire County on land conservation, land stewardship through the creation of trails, and community engagement through free programs. Essentially, if you're not familiar with a land trust, it's just a model of conserving land through essentially buying it and preventing development. We also get a lot of generous donations from landowners who are interested in conserving their land.
So they want to keep it from being developed. So there's, okay.
Yeah.
That's a really cool, that, you know, obviously land, people think land, it's, you know, and this is a show regarding water, dirt and water together, we can make mud. However, the Land Conservancy also conserves bodies of water. Correct, right? Am I correct on that?
Yeah, I can talk a little bit to that and just how, you know, the conservation of land is inextricably tied to water. We do, in fact, own some bodies of water, or help conserve them, like Ashmere Island. Ashmere Lake is a BNRC reserve. But back to that point, yeah, land conservation and water, I mean, without the preservation of our forests and nature, we, you know, our water quality would be really harmed. So soil, of course, has this incredible purifying effect and filtering effect. So if we, you know, had, it's a permeable surface, it's able to absorb water and rainfall, which we're seeing a lot more of with, you know, man-made climate change. So, yeah, so it just has all of these incredible, you know, ecosystem benefits. It's preventing flooding by absorbing that water. It's cleaning the water and so on, preventing erosion and the list.
Yeah. And like the value of open space, being able to look at different spaces that are open and having those moments where you could say, oh my God, that's extraordinary. Like being at the awe of nature. There's nothing like, you know, when I was at Mount Rainier, it was like, oh my God. You feel, while it's beautiful, you also get the sense of being insignificant in the scheme of things. At the same time, how lucky you are to see something like that or be in that environment.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So a little bit about you, like what drew you to work for BNRC? What was the passion that you were ignited, or what did you see the match for you and BNRC? Your story.
Well, you know, you just kind of hit on it a little bit with that awe piece and the importance of just like being around nature. I think one of the things that drives me is the importance of connecting people with nature, and how, because I know how transformative that can be. I grew up in New York City, which we all know, you know, does not have very much nature. And I really, you know, felt the effects of that. And I didn't have that space to go and reflect and decompress. But the few experiences I was lucky enough to have really stayed with me. So one of my, you know, personal drivers is just this desire to connect people with nature. My position at BNRC is mostly organizing and facilitating the educational events. And we work with a lot of kids as well as adults. And I just really want to create that sense of awe. And I hope that that, you know, personal connection and appreciation will inspire people to care for the land more in the future.
Yeah, that's amazing. And one of the things I was searching, and that's a very human story, wanting to get to that point where you can silence the mind for a second. A second. Let's try a second first and then work out from there. One of the things I saw that the BNRC is doing, Berkshire National Resources Council, you're doing something called a vernal pond exploration or a vernal pool exploration. Explain to people who may not know, some of our listeners, they may know and they may not know, what is a vernal pool?
Sure, yeah. Vernal pools are one of my favorite topics. And a lot of people don't know about them. So vernal pools are formed by, you know, small depressions and low areas filling with melting snow or rainwater. And it creates a temporary pool that forms in the spring and dries up usually by the end of the summer. And so their main defining feature is that they're ephemeral, they're not permanent. There's no in or out. And that means that amphibians like wood frogs and spotted salamanders and some of our most incredible amphibians here in the Berkshires can breed in these pools and relies on these pools for breeding habitat without there being fish and other predators that exist in permanent bodies of water.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Like, what kind of things are people gonna find if they go on a vernal pool exploration? What do they find?
Totally. Yeah. So, a couple. Actually, and you know, in the Berkshires, it's higher elevation, so it differs depending on where you are geographically. In terms of, you know, the timing of things, but probably like last week at some point, there was this phenomenon called Big Night, where amphibians actually travel on land to these vernal pools, these vernal breeding grounds, and lay their eggs. And hopefully around now we'll start to see those egg masses of wood frogs and spotted salamanders. So if you are able to find a vernal pool near you, you can go and look for those egg masses and try and identify the species of amphibian based on what the eggs look like. What else will you see? You might actually hear some spring peepers. Most of us are aware of that deafening sound. You might hear some wood frogs. They sound kind of like ducks. And all sorts of fun things. And these are the animals that migrate to these vernal pools are really dependent on forests and conserved land around the pool. So again, that connection between water and forest. The animals that breed in this water actually spend like 95% of their lives on land.
Cool. You know, and the cool thing is, like, I've gone on some vernal pool explorations and you get to see like these things that are the egg, like these egg masses, like, you know, they look like little jelly eyeballs.
Yeah.
Kind of. And then the interaction with actually getting maybe a little bit wet on your feet and hands, and you just kind of get in there and touch and look and see who goes on. You know, I know you have something coming up and we'll talk about that shortly. What is it that people what's the age range of people who actually go on these vernal pool explorations?
Sure. Yeah. So I welcome people of all ages, kids and adults. I personally love working with children because that sense of wonder is really easily ignited. And as you say, it's a very tactile, engaging experience to be around the vernal pool and these egg masses, and it's wet and slimy and super fun. But I actually have mostly adults attending this program, and I love to see their childlike wonder inspired too. And I think it's really important for adults, you know, to get back in touch with that sense of wonder and awe.
Yeah, definitely, you know, start to actually take a look at, you know, bringing play and wonder into our world, how nature actually provides the access to kind of let go, let God, allow for freedom of movement, freedom of thought at the time when you're in nature, and you know, the value of that. And for folks who are just tuning in, this is Super Waterman, your ambassador for water. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Super psyched to be with Charlotte Hood. Charlotte Hood runs, she runs some programs, engagement programs, educational programs for the Berkshire Natural Resources Council, which is actually based in the Berkshires, right on the border of Lenox and Pittsfield. And super psyched to have you here. Now, you do have a program coming up on the 19th, and that's April 19th. Tell us a little bit about what that is and how, like, what people can expect from that.
Sure. Yeah. So we have a program coming up on Saturday, April 19th. And my hope is that participants it'll be at the Boulders Reserve in Pittsfield, where there are actually two vernal pools that I am aware of. So we'll walk down Gulf Road and check out this beautiful kind of hidden vernal pool. And in the past there, I've seen multiple kinds of egg masses from different kinds of amphibians. I've also seen, and I hope that our participants can see, what are called fingernail clams, which are these tiny little clams the size of your fingernail that are also completely reliant on vernal pools as their breeding ground. They won't go anywhere else. So I'm hoping, yeah, participants will come and just be excited about what we're seeing together. There will be, you know, be a little bit of a hike, which will add to the experience, and then we'll have some nets and pull out some interesting critters, and just kind of see what we're seeing takes us. You never really know what to expect in nature, you know, that's the beauty of it.
And where exactly will this be again?
Yeah, so this is at the Boulders, the Gulf Road Trailhead. The Boulders is in Pittsfield, and Dalton, it kind of straddles the line. We have one spot left as of now. It is possible to get on the wait list though. So you can email me at chood@bmrc.org if you want to get on the wait list.
Yeah, and you know, one thing I noticed also, you're in this time this year, you're working in a project called the Bringing Water to Earth series, and just thanks for that. That's really, and what that is, I, you know, yours truly, I put that together, series of events, engaging events for people to see the value of water and earth. We have history months for a variety of different things, and we only give water one day and earth one day, and you have a 30-day stretch where you can engage people with the possibility of being connected to these this living systems that we are part of, and that's what we're doing. So thanks for participating in that. One thing I don't know about specifically for BNRC, Are you aware of any water-centric preservations that you have going on right now or soon to have that are going on?
Yeah, an exciting project that we are finishing up right now is a new piece of conserved land in Alford. It's on the border of Alford and Great Barrington. It's called the Tomball Reserve, Tomball South. And that property actually abuts the Long Pond, which is not in our ownership, but our trails will provide closer access to that resource, which I think is really exciting. There might also be increased access to another water body close to there. I think that's called Round Pond. That's still in the works, but stay tuned there. And
so that is, I'm looking on the website right now for BNRC, and I saw, okay, Tomball Mountain.
Yep.
And it's in that region, and that's in, you said, on the border of Alford and Great Barrington.
Mm-hmm.
Alford Road. Okay, gotcha. So is that currently going on, or is that something that is soon to be closed on, or?
Yeah, so we closed the deal. We have about 900 acres of this gorgeous landscape and very special habitat that's now under protection. And we are in the process of building a trail system there that will be open later this year, probably sometime in July.
Yeah, that actually leads me to another question, and that's really, really cool. So congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Good work.
I'm excited about it.
Question I have is really about accessibility. People sometimes have, and I do as well, have a concern about all this land being conserved, and for what purpose do people have access to it? So there are, how do you at BNRC make sure, is it that all the properties have to have some public access or chosen ones only?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great question. And it's something that I think about a lot. I think the social inequities around land are significant, and it's our responsibility to help address them. We almost always have public access to our reserves. Honestly, I can't think of a situation where the public isn't invited onto the land. And often in the form of trails that and trail maps, so the public can get information about how to hike there. But we also have an increasing number of accessible trails that are designed to provide access to people of all ages, you know, children, the elderly, and folks who might be using a mobility device. I would say, you know, like half of our work, if not more, is focused on people and getting people outside and providing people with all of the resources to feel comfortable getting outside.
Cool. Thank you so much. And again, for those of you who are just tuning in, if you're listening live or you just downloaded the podcast, you're listening to And So It Flows, the only show for H2O. I'm your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water. I'm having a conversation with Charlotte Hood of the Berkshire National Resources Council. Super psyched to have you here. We have about two more minutes left for the interview. So for folks who are saying, okay, I love the Berkshires, I have my family's property, it was land granted to me, or somehow I got this property, and I want to sell the development rights and allow it for future posterity and love, how do people contact the BNRC, and what do they do, and how do they do it?
Sure. We're trying to increase the accessibility, as we were just talking about, of getting in contact with us about such inquiries. I would direct folks towards our website, where you can submit an inquiry. I'm just trying to find where exactly.
I'm actually at your website, bnrc.org. So
okay. There should be a contact us form. Yes. So if you go to learn and then contact us in the menu.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there's a form where you can just put your name and your email and a message, and we will get that message to the correct person, and probably the director of conservation.
So if a person who's listening now, or you know, who is interested in doing something like that, so bnrc.org, and then there's, it's actually a, given that I'm at the website now, there's a little about tab at the top, and they could simply get to the contact us page at that point. And just again, thank you. And if people want to participate or get on the waiting list of this extraordinary vernal pool exploration happening on the 19th of April, what do they do? How do they do it?
Yeah, so you can just email me at chood@bnrc.com. That's the first letter of my first name, Charlotte, and my last name, Hood.
Great, great. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for joining in So It Flows. It's been a pleasure, real pleasure.
Thank you, Leslie, and all the amazing work you're doing.
Yeah, thank you. And you know, the game here is to put water into the culture, the earth into the culture, just allow us to realize that we live on a living system and within living systems. So thanks for sharing your perspective on that. And onward to the next song.
Open on Sundays. Word travels fast, wheels turn slow. Yeah, working hard and living right is the only life we know. Friday night football is king. Sweet tea goes good with anything. If fireflies come out when the sun goes down. Nobody eats till you say amen, and everybody knows your mom and them. You can see who loves who for miles around. Water Tower Town. Well, your friend's a friend, and your word's your word. And our pickup trucks, they ain't for looks, they're made for work. Corn grows high, crime stays low. There's little towns everywhere where everybody knows. Sun goes down. Nobody eats till you say amen, and everybody knows your mom and them. You can see who loves who for miles around in a water tower town. Yeah, Friday night football is king. Sweet tea goes good with anything. Peace and quiet makes such a beautiful. Say amen, and everybody knows your mom and them. You can see who loves who for miles around in a water tower town.
miles falling fast through the Nurnhart. Gordon like a dirt road, Daytona in my heart. And we ain't even got to the best part.
We didn't have a towel, didn't have dry clothes. She was smiling and saying, hold me, I'm cold. We made a blanket out of that sundress.
And the radio won't even let me tell you the rest.
Cause a girl like her.
It's been a great show, boys and girls. Really great show. Thanks so much for tuning in. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. And now we're going to say sayonara. And see you next week.
Osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled. See, in trouble. Abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.